Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. A little bit of a dreary morning outside. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Bo Morgan, Dylan Matthews hanging out with you. And just finished up a nice little Top 5 Tuesday. It's now brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll do the wake-up call here in just 1 second, 404-726-0929. Try not to be offended by Bo's top list.
What was offensive about it?
You know, man, you included one game that I played in, and it was a little bit, you know, kind of poking at the scab a little bit. Mm-hmm. All good. You know what I mean?
No, but it wasn't. It's just that, see, that's, I knew you were going to feel that way.
Okay.
But
I'm trying not
to. In all honesty, it had nothing to do with you.
Okay.
That was a great game. It was one of the best SEC championship games I've ever watched. That was a great moment in that game. That was Tebow's moment to win an SEC. I could have used a 2006 game, the Percy Harvin punt return.
Yeah.
Which kind of turned that game around.
Could have used the.
Which that.
I thought for sure the Tyrann Mathieu punt return. Whatever
that was. I almost cussed. That was a crap game, though. That was a blowout. It was a great.
Yeah, it was a great play, though.
And I think, didn't that play come back from a penalty?
I don't know. Did it?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
He had one that came back, I know. I watched the one right in front of me.
What I was going to say is, I was feeling like, oh, man, like I should be upset about this. And then I looked down and I was like, you know, Georgia fans are probably upset, too. Like, they're probably not very happy with the honorable mention Justin Fields play, you know, or the Aaron Murray play at whatever one that was, three.
The reason I put the Justin Fields, and I almost put the Gunnar Stockton play on there.
Yeah.
Where he gets essentially knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But
Aaron Murray had a moment like that, too, in 2012.
But the thing for me about that one was is that game was so much more than just Gunnar Stockton, and that moment was that was in overtime. That was an overtime run, and They were knocking on the door anyways.
Yeah.
That just set them up for first and goal, and Beck hands it off with a bad arm. You know, I mean, I literally made Antonio Langham.
I know.
One
because, I know.
You know why?
I know.
Because I held true to what
you had to.
What is real.
And that's where I want to go right here before we get the headlines of wake-up call. Would you have agreed, Matthews, the quarterback, I can't remember.
Shane Matthews.
If you were Shane Matthews, would you have agreed to do the E60 or whatever it was on that play? Like, they walk him back out there on the field, like, in real time, you know, in whatever year they made that. What was that, 8 years ago, something they made, that documentary? And they were like, hey, let's go back to Legion Field. Let's line up and do the play all over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there watching Shane Matthews going, this is probably the worst moment of his life as a football player. And you're like, hey, let's go relive this thing. Hey, throw it out there to him. Let's let him pick you off again.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, this is rough, man. I almost like had to turn away. I was like, I don't want to watch this guy relive this. That's brutal.
It's like aversion therapy or something.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's over it by now? I mean, to an extent. Like, I know that it was a big deal. But Shane went on to play in the league.
I was going to say, what was that? Probably 25 years. It was the 25-year anniversary.
So it was 07, then they did it. Because that was 92.
What? Yeah, I'm just doing quick math. That's not 07.
Be moved on and things still sting, though.
17. 2017.
I was like, dude, this guy cannot be serious. This guy cannot be serious. 2007, they did it. Yeah. No, but I wouldn't. I don't know. I wouldn't want to sign up for that. I'm just saying that. And maybe I'm just, I don't know. It's almost like Cam Coleman, who fumbled the ball in the Iron Bowl this past weekend, that on the final drive. He fumbles the ball and Bama falls out. Like, he can't even be, he's inconsolable. He's like, I mean, his teammates are trying to put their, he's shrugging people off of him. Imagine if they're like 25 years from now, like, hey, Cam, can you go lay that ball on the ground again? Let's just relive this moment. Like, no, dude, I'm not doing that.
Well, you know, Mike, as a father, I would tell you there's more important things in life. Than,
is that what it
like,
is?
A little, you know, something happened in the game.
Okay.
25 years ago.
Wow. Welcome to the crew there, buddy. Yeah, so I don't know. It just is what it is. We'll get the wake-up call in 1 second. Allie, if you want to hit the headlines, please do.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in. The Hawks lost to the Pistons last night, 99-98. They'll be back at home tomorrow night to take on the L.A. Clippers. LSU will pay a bonus to Lane Kiffin based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. James Madison head football coach Bob Chesney is reportedly being hired over at UCLA. And we will have Guns N' Roses tickets coming up later this hour, so hang tight for that.
404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on the wake-up call. We did the good, bad, and the ugly from earlier from the Atlanta Falcons game. My good was the plays designed to beat man coverage. I'm not going to call them what they would be called in football terms, because I don't need anybody pausing me up in here. The bad for me, third downs, both ways, offense and defense. I'm so freaking sick and tired of talking about third downs. I'm sitting here all preseason, and they went like 0 of 10 on third down on offense, like 1 of 11 on third down on offense, and like 0 of 8. And I was going, you know, I'm not really worried about preseason stats, but at a certain point, you have to look at this and realize they've converted one third down in the preseason. And you have to be a little bit concerned. And I definitely kind of was in that moment. That's definitely been something we've been talking about for years here. And obviously, Jamal Agnew, I don't know, man. I don't know what the role is moving forward for that. So if you want to call in and talk about that, we're going to talk about Bo's top five lists from top five SEC championship moments or any of the other shenanigans we've been into throughout the show today. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our good buddy Dan. He's over in Decatur. Dan, welcome back to the show, man. Hope you're having a good day.
Mafia, happening, y'all? What's happening, man? What's happening? Hey, so, man. Real quick, man, big shout out to Kurt, man. Kurt held it down, man. A lot of people still gunning for his head coming for Kurt, man. Leave Kurt alone, man. Get off the man's blank, man. Leave him alone, bro. Kurt did his thing. Also, too, they're just predictable. Man, my buddy, I was on the phone with my buddy, and I tell you, he's like, man, we're looking good. 24-17, I said, it's still too much time on the clock. And I'll be, when I look back at the TV, it was 24-24. Look back at it again, lost the game. It's just so predictable.
Yeah,
it's
man.
So predictable.
It definitely
and for the
is.
Ones out there calling to blow up the whole thing, trade Bijan, trade Drake, shut up. Y'all are just upset. Go have a cigar, be quiet, rethink it, woosah, and then actually make some sense. Y'all have a great day, man.
I appreciate the phone call. I think he's right about Kirk. I haven't had any problems with Kirk the last couple weeks. As a matter of fact, And Dylan can vouch for this. We were having an issue with the television at one point. I was streaming in Bo's office, and I looked up, and it said on the TV that Kirk had an interception.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, did I miss something? I was like talking to Grant. I'm like, I know Dylan's like having a watch on the tablet or something. I was like, when did he throw a pick? I was like, dude, he's been playing lights out. Yeah. I haven't seen a pick.
I was
did
like,
I miss it?
Why is the TV people trying to give this man a pick that he didn't throw?
Yeah, and don't even get me started on Jonathan Vilma calling the game for the Jets 1 week after you had to deal with Drew Brees and the Saints.
Vilma's a Saint and a Jet.
I know. I mean, it's like unbelievable. We had one earlier this year. Was it McCourty calling for the Patriots, I think?
Well, I think Vilma,
it was the Twins, yeah.
It's part of the problem with being 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9, is you get people like Vilma doing your games.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, dude, I'm good on having people from the other team call my games.
Wow, they got all the ops calling our games.
It's crazy. Hey, I said this a while ago. I'll say it again. I don't watch when I tune into a game, it ain't for the TV crew this time.
Well, and granted, we're obviously listening to Wes Durham and Dave Archer, thank God. And I tweeted out, I was like, dude, I'm seeing Vilma on the TV, and I'm going, if you needed any other reason to tune into the Atlanta Falcons radio network, now is the time, now is the day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back and try to get another phone call. Dylan, let's talk to Matthew. He's over in Villa Rica. Matthew, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. I want to add to the SEC Championship game moments list. My honorable mention is last year, me and my buddy are at the game. We didn't realize that Carson Beck was hurt. So when Gunnar Stockton came in, we had actually just cracked open a fresh Jack and Coke.
There you go.
We went down and scored, and then being a little stitious, we kept drinking them until the game was over. By the time the game was over, the lady who was selling them to us was out of them. My top moment is from 2002, Georgia and Arkansas. DeCorey Bryant blocks a punt on like the fourth play of the game. Yes. The next play, Musa Smith scores, and the game was over. And then a couple weeks later, we all balled out. We had a ball on Bourbon Street.
Let's go, Matt, baby. Matt, that's let's nice. Be honest
that's
about one thing.
A phenomenal phone call. Phenomenal phone call.
I hope Moose is listening right now. That's my former coworker.
But we should have him on the show, actually. He was a grid player at Georgia. But Matt is from Villa Rica, and I don't think he was drinking Jack and Coke just because it was a superstition. Yeah.
He's like, we just started. We got to keep going, yeah. Baby.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. I've done that.
It's a good
many
moment.
A time. I've done that many of time, or whatever is in my hand when something good happens. I'm like, gotta keep the vibes high. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mike,
you know,
did Rica just slip out accidentally? Because surely you know it's Villa Rica.
If you're not from here, you don't know.
Yeah, y'all, we're not going down this thing again. We do this once every 6 months.
I was gonna let it go.
Bremen and Bremen, Villa Rica. I mean,
you know, it's something.
Dahlonega, Albany, whatever.
Dacula, you know.
And Matt from Villa Rica did jog my memory a little bit about. I almost put the Shockley SEC Championship game, DJ Shockley, member of Squid Nation, DJ Shockley, that 2005 game where he went ham.
I think he recanted on that at some point.
He went ham against LSU. Like, dude, just absolutely balled.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They beat them down. I almost put that on there because no one expected them to beat LSU like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, coming up, Raheem Morris did speak with the media yesterday, talked about special teams and what they need to clean up. We'll play that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.